ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေရင်ပဲရင်တဲ့ဒီကြီးအဲလူရင်ပဲမဟုတ်ဒီတဲ့ကျလာကြောင်းဒီတဲ့ကျလာကြောင်းနေတဲ့လူရင်ကအယူအဒီမှာဒီနေ့ဆောင်းရဒီနာလလာရင်နာဂျီတုတ္တစေဟောဂျူဒတ်လူရင်လာမရညညဂျီတုတ္တကမဟုတ်ကြဘူးလူရင်ကြီးဒါညာချက်ကမဟုတ်ကြဘူးဒီနေ့ဒီတဲ့ညောင်ကိုရရင်ဒီတဲ့ဂျီတုတ္တရမောဆောင်ကြီးရေးစင်ချွေးနေဒီတောင်းကနာမြစ်တဲ့ကြဘဆုတ်တော့တတိငိုရကြဘခရစမကြွယ်ရင်တော့တူတူကောင်တရှိပါရင်နဆုတ်တော့သံတင်းညီကချညီကယူတင်းဆုတ်တဲ့ဂျီတုတ်ကပ်စင်အောင်တင်းတဲ့ဒီတောင်းကနာမြစ်လှမ်းကြဘသံတင်းညီယူစေဟိုကြီးဟုတ်ဒီတဲ့ရီညီရပါတော့တတော်ဘုဆုတ်တဲ့ကိုရကြပါသည်ဆောင်းရတင်တဲ့တံဘုဆုတ်တဲ့ကြီးကပ်စညာပြောက်ကတိတော့တဲနေဒါညာပြောက်ကညာပြောက်ကြီးကိုကံကြီးဒီကရစကိုဒါရင်ခိုးဒီဒါရင်ခိုးလို့တဲလာမင်းနီနံပါတ်ကြီးသုံးပါးညတပေါ်ရောင်းကနံပါတ်6ကိုယူရရင်ဒီညာပြောက်ကတိတော့တဲနေဒါကြီးတော့ကကပ်စညာပြောက်ညာပြောက်ဒီจิตပဒဖူးတင်နာဒါဒီညံပရဇောကကမ္နာဟောဒီလိကိတံကိုသုံးပါးညံမရငီးဒီဝါဂွန်းဒီဝါဒီမရယောင်းယောင်းယောင်းချက်ကမတင်ပကြည့်ကိုယူရရင်သူတေတောင်းတင်းနီဒီကျင်ကကွန်ရှယ်သမ်ကြည့်ဒီဝီကြည့်တဲ့ကိုယူပါရီဒီကြည့်ဒီပဂျင်ဆင်းယူဒီစီတတဝရှိပဒုပတိနတောင်းညနတောင်းကြီးချူချင်းတီရောင်ရင်တောင်းချူချင်းနဲ့တောင်းညတည်ရင်နံပြည့်ရင်ပဲရှိပါနဲ့လုံးဝသမောင်းရင်လားစီ။ဟောကြည့်တန်ငါစီလမ်းစွန်းအောင်ဆုံးကကမ်းနဲ့တဆောင်ယူပါလိ။ဟောကြည့်တဝတိမှာတောက်ရရင်နဲ့တောင်းနဲ့တဝကြည့်မင်းနဲ့ကြောင်းရရင်နဲ့တန်တတဝရှိပမှာတော့ကပ်ရင်ဒီကြည့်တဝသေလုံးဝတော့ရောင်းဇုံဇုံလားမသိကြတယ်။ဇုံဇုံလားရောင်းကြည့်သေလုံးဝတော့ရောင်းမှာချင်းဒီတဲ့ယူရရင်ဒီကြည့်ရောင်းတော့ရောင်းတော့ဘယ်နမ်းစီနဲ့တသီပတ်ဇောနစီနိဗ္ဗာန်တော်ကိုသွန်နကတိဝိနမရှိသင်္ဏဝတ်တော်ရောက်ပြီးဝါယင်သူတန်တိတသီပတ်ဇောစီတောင်းညနတောင်းကြီးချူချင်းတေးရောင်ရင်တော့တောင်းညကတောင်းဝဲညတရားဒီတောင်းကြီးချူချင်းတေးတော်ငိုရေရမေဘငိုကြီးမရချာရတဲ့ချူချင်းတောင်းကြီးဒီတောင်းညတေးရင်နမြည်ရင်ပါမရရှိဝကြီးရောင်ဝဒီသူတန်ကောင်းကြီးကထမောရည်တဲ့ကံတရကျေလူရင်ကကံဒီနိကရစကိုဒေတောရုချတမှုနဲ့ကြီးချွနာတောင်းညကျင်နာမြေရင်ပဲရှင်တဲ့ဒီဝနာမြေရင်မှုရောင်ကိန့်ကြပရင်ဒီတတိမြေရရှိသံပင်ကြောရမှာတော့ဒါကတော့ဆုံးမစီကြီးကိကြမဘူးကြောင့်ယူပါတော့မြေရရှိကတင်ရကမှုကျေကရစကိုသံဝန်တော်ကိုတောင်းတယ်တန်တဲ့ကြီးရင်ကရိုးညာပဲကြီးတဲ့သင်တော်ကြီးနဲ့မြွေကြီးကြီးကိုရမှာတော့ဒီကျမရည်ရင်တဲ့ချက်ကမြင်နိုင်အောင်စီကြီးဒီတဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်တွင်ကြပါရင်ဒီဒီကျင်းလမ်းပြရှိပါလားဒလကွန်ပေါင်ကိုကောင်းရှဲတံကြီးဒီဝမ်ပဲတော့ဆင့်တော်ရှိမေတ္တာမီပြီးချရောစေဟုတ်တဲ့ဒီလိုဆောင်ကြမှာ
All right, so we're looking actually at the classification of the divisions of the Vajra body physical isolation, and we have two phases of that. The first phase will occur in post-equipoise, and the other phase will occur during the actual equipoise. So if classified, there are two. We have individual withdrawal in post-equipoise, where all phenomena such as objects, sense powers, etc. appear as a manifestation of bliss and emptiness, and the second is absorption, where the deities appear as a manifestation of bliss and emptiness. You might remember these two terms, individual withdrawal and absorption. They were given as the first two of the six yogas of the Kala Chakra the other day. So clearly here is stated that individual withdrawal happens in post-equipoise and absorption is the practice occurring during the actual equipoise. We look at the first one, which is the individual withdrawal in post-equipoise, which is all phenomena such as the objects, the sense powers, etc. appear as a manifestation of bliss and emptiness. The reason why all appearance is sealed by the bliss and emptiness of equipoise is because when one has completed the analysis of view, one knows that emptiness is the essence of that subject, which is the empty basis, and the subject is the manifestation of that emptiness that is common in Sutra and Tantra. So let's first of all look at this expression which says, when one has completed the analysis of you. We know already from our sutric presentation that if you want to generate the correct view, it is not enough just to generate the view once. Rather, after you generate and you have an understanding of your view, you continue with your analysis, you continue with your investigation. Repeated analysis has to happen until you have the fully qualified view. And only after you reach the end or you have completed your analysis, only after that point you can say that you can have this fully qualified and stable view that always appears. So, because you have done this again and again, because you have thorough familiarity with that, because you have completed the analysis of you, you should know that emptiness is the essence of all dharmas, right? And therefore you can have a recollection of that when you are in post-equipoise. This type of presentation is common in Sutra and Tantra. In this context, just as subjects are posited as the manifestation of emptiness through the point of being resolute in them being the single taste of bliss and emptiness, they are posited also as the manifestation of bliss by the power of that resolution. And the key word in this particular sentence is resolution. Now, that indicates that although you might not be able to have full understanding of emptiness, you might not be able to have a full experience of bliss, you might not really see things right now as being a manifestation of bliss and emptiness, you would be resolute on this point. So you would have this faith that yes, everything is a manifestation of bliss and emptiness. So although you might not have the full experience, you just have to be resolute on that. That is because in taking them as the path of great bliss, it is indispensable they function to assist, to ignite as bliss all that appears through the power of familiarity with that. So you develop this resolution again and again. So we have presented the first part, which is the individual withdrawal happening in post-equipoise. After that, we continue with the presentation of the second part. This is what is the absorption that is actually happening during equipoise, and this is subdivided into five types. We will present this in the evening session. We have now half an hour for questions and answers.
Over and over again in these presentations and in the translation, you're using the word pervasion. Could you explain to us, please, why you picked this specific word and what you intend to give to us as a meaning by using that specific word?
All right. Well, I use the word, from my side, I use the word there is pervasion or there is no pervasion, because this is the direct translation of the Tibetan terms kyab, and this has been actually, there is no debate on how to translate the term, but of course I can ask Rinpoche if you still want to understand the meaning of the term. Rinpoche la dinga rosa tena la zuba kyam ne tena la len kyabs, di ma kyabs, kyaba ma chung se na ta dwenta kare resa.
Hori, pena ji ne.
In ordinary language, if somebody says, if it is A, it must necessarily be B, right? Must necessarily be that. And if your answer to that is, it's not necessarily so, then you say, there is no pervasion. If you want to say, yes, I agree, then you say, 100% is pervasion, yes.
Does the word also imply that if it's B, then it's necessarily A?
Okay, so the question, yeah, so is it a pervade? If it is A, is it if we say that A is necessarily B, does that mean that B also is necessarily A? Yeah,
ဒီတတ်တဲ့စကြဝဠာစကြဝဠာရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေရေ
Now, I'll give you an example, right? The typical examples. Let's examine a vase and a pillar. Now, so, a vase and a pillar, right? So you say, if it is a vase, there is no pervasion that it is a pillar. It's not a pillar. You know, it doesn't have to be a pillar. And if it is a pillar, it is not a vase, right? You understand the... This is the case of the negative pervasion, right? It is not. If it is one... It is not necessarily the other. But let's look at the second example where we have a pervasion. So let's look at the two examples of a vase and a golden vase, right? So your question is, if it is A, is it necessarily B? And if it is B, is it necessarily A? If it is a vase, does it necessarily have to be a golden vase? No. But if it is a golden vase, does it have to be a vase? Yes, it has to be.
The emptiness of the profound part, but you translated the blissful consciousness of love and compassion as the clear. Could Rinpoche explain more about that? Because we usually don't hear about blissful consciousness of love and compassion.
Right, so we were talking about the non-dual yoga of the profound and the clear. We say that there are two different levels of presentation in that, and that when we come into the presentation of the highest yoga tantra, the profound is the understanding of emptiness, but the clear in this particular occasion refers to the loving, to the compassionate and loving consciousness of the Buddha. Right. Blissful, compassionate consciousness of the Buddha. So you would like to hear more about the blissful consciousness of the Buddha? Yeah.
It's called clear, she said. Yeah, it's called clear. It's called clear, and also why is it a blissful consciousness of love and compassion is called clear?
All right. Yeah. And we'll tell it not also the subset in the subtanserwa. Nimeki nenjori aroa. De lame nenjori ki kabla saptan serwa donda kare kare yoga di tola rinpoche dresse sunsari yoresa. Yan te kabla di sabmun seya de tan sangi ki tuu ki tomba ni kemba di resa. Yinaya kemba koran di dewa jengi, dewa yope tan tuje yonpe ki kemba resa. This silk is
Tony Yanji Nimbojin, Songa, the Nyanji, the Tabji Chatting, Bivarova, Tony, the Cherokee Chatting, the Yambayan, Tony Yanji Nimbojin, Songa, Duna, Mogalamiko, Kamni, the Karasago. ཁྱི ཁྱི རང བཞིན གྱི
So Rinpoche was saying that if we describe the consciousness of the Buddha, we are talking about compassionate consciousness. Now, this is one of the characteristics of the Buddha, but at the same time, this compassionate consciousness, it has the aspect of bliss. It is a blissful consciousness, right? So you have a blissful and compassionate consciousness. And what is that blissful and compassionate consciousness comprehending? Is a consciousness that comprehends emptiness. And in the case of the Buddha, we say that actually the object as well as the object possessor are completely merged together. They are mixed together like milk and water that cannot be differentiated. Now, going back into the term of the non-dual yoga, where we talk about the profound and the clear, and we said the clear has to refer to the appearance of the circle of the deity, the profound has to refer to the ascertainment of the emptiness of those deities. But when we talk about highest yoga tantra, the correct term to use is the non-dual yoga of bliss and empty, rather than the profound and the clear.
So I just wanted to clarify how it is that all appearances are sealed by bliss and emptiness, how they become bliss and emptiness. And so I'm thinking of like the first example of the first noble truth, how all beings are suffering, but that they're also the objects of Buddhahood by having compassion. And so through visualizing the mandala of all beings as being deities, is that how they, through the emptiness of that, is that how they become objects of bliss, through the emptiness of seeing them as the mandala of deities?
Well, so your question is, how do we see everything that appears as being sealed by bliss and emptiness? Is it that because we have an understanding of the emptiness of sentient beings and we choose to visualize them as deities within a divine mandala? Is it this is how we overcome an understanding of that we transcend the suffering and we see them in this state of bliss?
It would be through the is it through the emptiness of seeing beings as also being Buddhas? Is that how they become a cause for bliss? Is it an indirect cause for bliss or a direct cause for bliss?
Alright, so understanding the emptiness of sentient beings and their potential to become Buddhas, does that become a cause for seeing them sealed by bliss?
Yeah, I'm just trying to clarify how they're sealed by bliss. Okay. And so the clearest example I can think of that might be correct is for example, in the first noble truth, how all beings are suffering, but that they're also they're also become the object of compassion, which leads us to Buddha. And so similarly, by beings as empty as being Buddhas, which Buddhas are blissful beings, is it through that emptiness that steals the bliss? So the bliss, is it?
Nāmāsi rābhi, te ka ngāso līwēn ki kāvlā, cetō ki kāvlā, kāre shārvā de tōng ki gyē tēwēn nō shīn shārgō rēsā, dewa ki nāmgyūr yōgu di shārgō rēsā. Yīnā yā pēchā zānā ngāso sēmchēn rīrēlā tāwā yīnā, sēmchēn rīrēlā tā dewa yō mā rēs, kānyēr māmbō yō rēs, dēmbā shī ki tōng nē tā sānglō tāwā yīnā, ta ku da kanyer mambo yores ta ngne chena de semje koran zo kanyer ki ngo ta uchi sargi yores cheta ina kanyer ki kare ngo ta uchi sargi yoresa ina ya semje re re la semje kan ki tomba ni ki wange chela mambo la semje ten so de sangi ki kopan chuwe ki yon sigri nupa dinje chi yoresa Te kawla ta semjien koranso di dewa namkyur tu sharya de kandres yo singres. Tompa nye ki tonne samlo tanne konso jela maomba la dewa chukki res samgo res. Kandres samlo tanta kandres res.
Ori. Riri riji. Daji yi chertan karse go. Ki kwa kaji se mwana diwa namya yo mayan se jidi. Sozo sozo samlo nana. Diva yu yuari, diva yu yuari, dita namba tamji de diva mi dingi, kangar karanjin jin yamba yendu, kangar jin, dingar jin karanjin jin redi, danda go namjurva, si ko gongi da, namjurva di, machi chutamji ko tena, tombanyo ko jita, jitamba yendu, tombanyo yamba chani man ranyam rabu chi yendingi. Da tombanyo ranyam yamba di, chen si na, Tidana Mahabana Sanjiago, Nubaji Yubati Hako, Tikua Yenatin Rago, Tombaniji, Kangar Yuding, Samjan the Sui, Tombania Marimbo Togo, Kangar the Rajamari is on Nienji Chigu, we were. Nienji Dona, the Tikonto Chito, Tandazo, Tenji Divaji Togo, and Lugusam, Divaji Chico, Stenda Wari is on that in Rago, Chikonzo, Chudu Kangago. ที่ตรงนั้นมาว่าบ้านน่ะที่ตรงนั้นก็นิสระแต่นี่ญินจิเชิงโพธิ์ดิวัจจิยะก็นิวัสสัมปิมะเจบะจินตะกาสัมเตนะก็เจนจินะที่การิสะก็เดวงโกรินฉะกุงิจิยินบิวะถ้าดิเวงโกรินฉะสะเจติ
Because we mentioned the nature of suffering, then we have explained how as long as one abides within cyclic existence, one will be as comfortable as abiding at the tip of the needle. This itself is an idea that gives you an idea that there is not much bliss at the tip of the needle, right? There is quite a lot of suffering involved in that. But at the same time, although you can have an understanding, you can have an experience of that suffering, at the same time you can analyze on the basis of emptiness, you can see the emptiness of each one of those sentient beings. And in this way, you can have an understanding of the equality, right? Emptiness, in a sense, equalizes everyone. And you can see that each one of those sentient beings that are now experiencing suffering have this incredible potential to reach the state of Buddhahood. It means they have this incredible potential to completely eliminate their suffering and instead of suffering, experience incredible bliss. But right now, sentient beings do not even know that. They do not know that because they do not have an understanding of emptiness. And by focusing on this, by focusing on this particular part, by saying, you know, sentient beings don't know about emptiness, therefore they cannot understand about this incredible capacity. You yourself, you generate compassion on that, but you yourself can see, if you can see that the emptiness of those sentient beings, you can see that they have the potential to reach the state of full experience of bliss. So this is the general way of presenting how you can see everything appearing as bliss, because you see them as having the potential to reach the blissful state of enlightenment, right? But we're not saying that here you suddenly see everyone as being blissful, blissed out, right?
Still recognizing the potential of bliss that we ourselves become bliss. Is that correct?
She said no.
Okay, so I just repeat the question in English. So your question is that by seeing their potential for generating bliss, that we become blissful. Is that correct? Yeah. Rinpoche la semchen rire la di dewa kyeye ki nupa di hako ne ngaransu gyu nan la dewa kyege du yas. Kandas yon sing res? Semchen rire la koransu sangi ki koban tobya ki nupa yoba di jela maonpa la koransu dewa nyonya ki nupa di hako ne suzu sem nan la dewa yonge du yas. Kandas yonge du yas?
So semnola dewa yonge sebi wamarwa nanjurwa di tendra ji mara muya ichi ke goni dewa yonge yaga ni ju ri samne te ta go ni sebi wamarwa
we're not saying
ji tendra ji ni tur moni la mawa bana tendra go dewa thoya go nuba ji yu di wari ti yendu odan ni niban de yu ji yu dewa la dingara karan ji tendra yemba di kaunta jeto samne nye ji ji
We're not saying that we will experience bliss by that. What we're saying is that the yogi, through the power of their resolution, they are focusing, they're practicing in a way, and they train themselves to see everything that appears as bliss, according to that. But we say that at the same time, one has an understanding of the potential of sentient beings to attain this state of bliss. You understand how this can come about on the basis of emptiness. It is very important to meditate, or let's say focus, turn your attention to things that are unpleasant, such as, for example, suffering, and have this resolution or have this wish and say, you know, may this suffering be eliminated, may everybody get over their suffering, may everybody experience bliss and so forth, because that becomes, you know, that is a contributing factor. Now, Rinpoche was saying it has to be similar to this particular verse that we have in Lama Chöpa, where it says, even if I were to be reborn in the hells of Avicii for countless years, for the sake even of one sentient being, let alone countless sentient beings who are experiencing countless types of suffering, you know, may I be able to, you know, to have patience and enthusiastic effort and go through this experience. One has to be resolute like that. One has to think like that.
So by feeling that, then you feel happiness. So that way, that way to establish happiness for the sentient.
Do you mind? Yeah.
I have a question regarding the paragraph at the bottom of page 25, where it speaks of the discernment of emptiness by focusing on a circle of deities rather than God. That is that transcendental potency. Why is that? Would you prefer to comment more on that?
So the question had to do with the statement that is found on the bottom of page 25, where it says, meditating on the emptiness of the deities is 100 times more potent than meditating on the emptiness of the sprout, for example. And why would that be the case? Nyugu ganla yobe tomba nye tan, khlai ganla yobe tomba nye tena la kevar shuk chenpo yo res. Di kevar dinte chenpo yobe di gyumsen kare resa.
Ori. Kare se go, da nyeki tengu denbi tonga tabo. Tanyo tabo lo te tan, tanyo lami bo lo te tan, teni hiki tengu sevarwa, hiki tengu. Dari ini juga ni cuci jangan di nak kering bayar. Itu kan ni soal di.
No, pagut tinggal.
Fly korki.
No, pagut tinggal. No.
Ron, Mubati Sadi, say in Sangurgani, Tinetina, Janus on your insults. Tina Yambay and do Sangurganina, Rango, Sam Don, Ron, you got in the way you are and do so Rango, Sam Gutango, Nidi Sangurga, Rango, Jiji Diva, Sangurga, Niridi, Titana, Rango, Sam Don, Rango, Nidinigan, Jiva, you are, Tina Yambay and do the Rango, Sam Don. Semgu jombarjeva no niga nyamru nyamdu yemba yendu tela muni sombanyo jiga tawa yena ronya mamwa bana di jomba no di zukimo jirigo mo yandu gu yari semdi chukimo yandu gu yari yendu tangje chijen ga chani rangu sangji tobya ga tin jwa chen di chibul chigulwa nyekada rono niga jiga chidan chujure madan jwa chang yudi yuwa marwa
Rinpoche says, because if you're actually doing this particular meditation on where you're ascertaining the emptiness of the deity, of the appearing deity, you have to understand that actually you're doing it on the basis also of having generated yourself as the deity. And following that, definitely you'll be doing meditation where you will be following at the channel wheels at certain points of the body. The important thing to consider here is that if you're placing your attention at different parts of your body, of your divine body, when you have done your self-generation, wherever you will direct your attention, wherever your mind will go, at the same place also the winds will go, because the winds and the minds, wind and mind are always traveling together. They are very close connected. And the important thing is that by doing those practices, eventually you are establishing the substantial cause for the two bodies of the Buddha. The winds will become the substantial cause for establishing the form bodies of the Buddha, and the mind will become the substantial cause for establishing the Dharma body of the Buddha. And this is on the basis of working with your own wind and your own wind and mind, and by focusing or by meditating on the emptiness on the emptiness of the divine body. But if you just meditate, let's say, on the emptiness of the sprout, well, you don't create the substantial causes that will establish the two bodies of the Buddha. That's all.
Lai koro la ming ne rangshin ne tangi pe lop de la myogo la ming ne rangshin ne tangi pe lop tabi dengzin ki nye po do
pe dengzin ki nye
po do pe
cheri yin duza chino chi wari jaza de wa de yin du la yi kutsi jiti rangyo lingo wari chini gongya dengi wari wa rangyo lingo wari chini gongya de yon ki karisi go rangyo mamo ba na ji
What Rumshi was saying that actually, even if you look at the whole paragraph on page 25, it says that it is 100 times superior in its potency to act as an antidote to grasping a true existence. And Rinpoche was saying both meditations on emptiness, they can act as the antidote to overcome grasping a true existence and to overcome knowledge obscuration. But really the difference is that this sprout does not have the potency to become a Buddha. Right, so it will, no matter how much you meditate on that, you're not creating the causes for enlightenment, for the sprout, but if you do it on the basis of your or having generated yourself as the deity, you're creating the causes for your enlightenment. You're establishing the two bodies.
As we are doing the Manjushri meditation, if Rinpoche could explain please how to meditate on the six deities briefly, especially I think now we should change it compared to change the mudra of the Vishnu tradition.
Ahimu jela dan tinsan koronso tsamla denyan mika xe yorwa, zuzu koronso jambe yang ki nyamlen che yosa, jambe yang yorwa. Di ta fla chu ki kone koronso gom kyang tang kare inas, ya zuzu koronso generese ta nyungne ki nyamlen yorwa, tenala tep tenala tewa ina pechewa tumuwa yansares, yina ya chagya ki fla yorwa. Di tanda generic chagya koronzu di kare pemerik generic ko pemerik koronzu chagya pemeriki chagya res jambe ya ena koronzu ring min rawa yimba insa koronzu chagya min rawa chi yong sigir res
that is guri te you are wa de ni chagya pemerik chagya pemerik ri
Right, because as we're saying, in Akshan Tantra we have three different lineages. We have the Lotus lineage, we have the Vajra lineage, and we have the Tathagata lineage. Each one of those lineages will have their own specific mudra. So when you come to the point of the seal or the mudra deity, you would have to change the mudra according to the deity and the lineage of the deity. So in the case of Jinrezig, we have the mudra of the lotus family, and this is explained in the practice of the Nyungne. In the case of practicing Manjushri, as you say, this falls into the Vajra lineage, and the mudra Manjushri.
All right,
so actually the Manjushri is on the Tathagata lineage, but Rinpoche was showing the mudra of the Vajra lineage, which is the mudra of creating with your up and lower, your kind of creating the five peaks of the Vajra.
Durji ko chagya ndra yeng yoro. Da durji tewa ni ga og ko durji ra chi da teng ko durji ra chi yo du ndra chi ga sa yeng yori. Yo ta ma yeng be chagya chi ga yori ni.
Although there is a variation on that, basically what you do, you create the upper part and the lower part of the Vajra, right? The five-spoked Vajra. And as for the mudra of the Tathagata lineage, is putting the two hands together.
Putting them together in the inside.
You actually touch different parts of the body with this mudra according to the order that is prescribed in the practice of nyumna. So first of all, you would touch the crown, or actually the forehead, then you go the right and left shoulder, and then the heart. Ani mo chela di ma yin bai ki kono so hla chu ki kone gom jang tang se tra halam tu mo yin sa res
tanda re re la du ti di na re dei bi ba ro chang ji la se di na di chang ji de di ka ri se go ru sam yu yin de ru sam bu tam ja na wo man ra ba di na yin bai ni de sam yu sa
Yeah, so as for that, Rupshi was saying, I think probably the practices would be the same, but definitely the mudra of the, when you come at the mudra deity, that would be different.
Rinpoche
was saying that actually when we talk about mudras or seals, we have a number of them, especially as you're working with lower tantras, so you will have the different seals of one's different activities. Also, you would have to have seals for each one of the activities, seals purifying, indicating the purification of your body, of your speech, of your mind. You will have the mudras or the seals, the action seals and so forth. That's a whole list of them. No.
Samaya seal. So, Ija, the sealed mind is to purify
the ordinary mind.
Okay, so as I say, there are different seals, and each one of them is for the sake of purifying different aspects. So the aspect of the body, of the speech and the mind would have to be purified. First of all, we had the Samaya seal, and the Samaya seal probably refers to the, let's say, purification of the body. Then we have the Dharma seal, referring to the purification of one's speech.
Embracing mudra, that's a purifying speech.
Placing the mudra.
The hand seal or the mind seal, that is a
No, but you get the long I sing it to Batamalo.
To get the correct list and the order of those seals. The last one, you have one for the body, one for the speech, one for the mind. You have also the karma seal, right?
No. The seal of the mind, that is purifying the negativities that which all the actions of the body, speech, mind. Negative is which is over the action of the body's mind. The mind seals to purify that. So there's Kunganyimbo and Sanjay Sama, No. So they're known to be, say, three Indian learned yogis. So the according to Kunganyimbo, the Tamja, that one's counted as the first practice. Kunganyimbo, Tamja, the
Tamja,
the Tamja, the Tamja, the Tamja, the Tamja, the
So they have explained this samadhi and the concerning about the tamja, the practice of the first before others.
In the case of the Yoga Tantra, we gave the names of three great Indian scholars, and it seems that there is differences in the order of those seals as it is presented, as it appears in their works. In their works, in the text of Kunganyimbo, we find that the Samaya seal is mentioned first. In the text of the other two authors, they appear in a different order. Whatever the case, whichever many deities you are visualizing and you're practicing, you would have to apply all those seals according to the order that appears in the text you are relying on. Usually we talk about the Seraje and Serame monastery, but actually there used to be a third one, the Tantric Sera College, and in the text of that, there is you can find a lot of information on the different types of seals and how they are to be practiced.
There's a college called Saranagpa. So they are specialized in the, all the mudras of the Gunri to purify the Lord. And there are so many mudras. So, and Dorin and Gunri, the students, they are expert in that.
No one can remember the name of the place where this particular Dratsang, the Tantric College, you know, because we said it was the Sarah Tantric College. Then she said, no, it's not that, it's another Dratsang, which is close to that. I'm trying to remember the name of the place, the area. So that's what's going on.
Yambari-sakti-yikdi-sajika-tenzi-kabasini.
Tita kena ti gombati marwan nyam
tala. Tanda ka tamu thar ka gombati karisi go di karu namba nandu ki shakjaya tu so yansa di ti gombati ni
sanyo. Anyo gombati, no. No, no.
Disons, sans petit, tenez, n'y étant divers, n'y est-il une vivre. T'as tenu, très content, tu es vivre. Il t'a dit, tu as dit, ça n'est pas du tout. Très content, sans petit, n'y étant divers, n'y
est-il
une vivre. Tenez, tu y vas.
So, this monastery is, I think, what is. And the Kenneth competing Uris one? No, and the Jagala.
The Jagala and Urisan.
No, so, no. What is it?
You may try to say Sarah Dicky Barley. Kuliga.
So, the one little monk, one not little monk, one elderly monk, who has been a long time secretary to His Holiness Changbuchi. Writing all the collections of his time, with his teachings, so for 7 years, a long time. So he has a monastery. So anyway, he has a monastery. Guruga. This is between Dume Monastery and Sarasamaya. It's called Guruga. So it's established a monastery. So they. preserved, they know very well the all the mudras of Gungrik, and then the so that origin monasteries was in Tibet. I think the Kenati Kumbha Pura is this.
Yabu Santin Gambu, Tonsa de Yamadina.
No,
so
it's called Zematsal. He had a monastery in Tibet, Zematsal. Zematsal is near Lhasa. Between Tolunang, Tolunang is the area where Lama was born. So, where it's called Zematsal, it's a, where the monastery was. That's when Tsongtse Kampo was in Tibet. This is where he was. No, Tsongtse Kampo, Tsongtse Kampo. So nearby is Tsongtse Kampo, the Dharma King of Tibet, whose genesis was. Was birthplace nearby. So his wife or princess, you know, is a path where she goes to say for enjoyment, you know, where she goes to park. So that's called the Masao. So So that monastery, this Gyanla's, this monk monastery, that able to say receive where they receive the lineage of all the, its practice, you know, including all the mudras, it came from another monastery, that which was built at Gyumulung, where Lama at this monastery, Lama Tsongkhapa one time was there meditated. When they were reciting Ha Sutra in the prayer hall, but monks, so Lama Tsongkhapa was there, and he was meditating on emptiness, meaning of the Ha Sutra. He was sitting next to the pillar, so his whole mind totally went into, into emptiness, concentrating completely, went into meditation emptiness. So even though puja was over, so Lama Tsongkhapa was still sitting there in meditation emptiness. So this monastery, so it's called So that's why these pillars is called Dinzengawa. The pillar holding the pillar who's holding the teaching of the Buddha. So the Kundalini practice. So this. Originally came from this monastery, where this Gyanla, this Sanskrit secretary, the monk, established now in India. So originally came from there, that monastery.
Oh, that's very important. That's the most important thing about the monastery.
So in the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, around in the early in the Lhasa, there's mudra, so there's all the Gunri mudras from that monastery. And also the chanting, special chanting, so it's called, that monastery, no, from the monastery, Gumbati Tsengkhang.
Gumbati Tsengkhang.
It's known like that.
Ojidavi